Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Davis, back out to Mather. Mather back inside to Davis. Davis there plays it to Wild. Nice ball. Cross comes in from the right. Oh, there's Rigby. Oh, and a fantastic save. Down to Alesh. Had no right to get on that one. Did start. That was superb, wasn't it, Paul? It was almost Gordon Banks-esque. Almost.
Well, without being critical, that ball in was one of the best crosses we've seen
all weekend.
You know, it really was pinpoint, wasn't it? And the header was superb.
Davis to Smith. Smith to Hunt. Hunt. Nice ball to O'Gara. O'Gara takes that touch and plays it over the top. Chambers is onside this time. And at 25 minutes, FC United have opened the scoring here in the sunshine in North Manchester. Great ball by O'Gara. And a fantastic run and finish from Kirsty Chambers. 1-0, Paul.
I thought what made that goal partly, apart from Hunt's pass to O'Gara, O'Gara dropped deep to pick it up and then played the through ball, and it was the intelligence of O'Gara there that opened up. But the finish from Kirsty was really, really true.
And that's been coming, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We've been saying throughout this opening 25 minutes, it's the right idea, but it's just the execution at the moment that's letting FC down. And that was well
perfect.
Executed. It really was.
It was perfect in all departments there.
Here's Davis, flicks it on. Wild gets to it, but too much to do there. Latto nearly gets dispossessed. She gives the ball to Chambers. Chambers now beats one player, can't beat the second. Oh, gets it back, Chambers! And, well, we often use the word tenacity here on FC Radio. I think that was classic tenacity from FC United's Kirsty Chambers. 31 minutes on the clock. And, well, she made that herself, really, didn't she?
Yeah, she lost the ball and then won it back. And apart from the tenacity, the finish, it was arrowed into the corner. And the poor keeper didn't have a chance.
Well, free kick to FC United.
And it's certainly Kirsty range. She'll be thinking hat-trick here, I think.
There's two players in the wall. O'Gara's over this. It's about 15 yards outside the penalty area. O'Gara leaves it. It is Chambers. Shot comes in. And Kirsty Chambers has scored a phenomenal free kick there. Absolutely superb. Round the wall it goes. Straight to the right-hand side of the goalkeeper. Goalkeeper, full stretch, couldn't get to it. Funded in. 3-0, Paul, and it's been a masterclass of Kirsty Chambers.
In 33 minutes, she's rattled up a hat-trick. She's certainly got the shooting boots on this afternoon.
Back with FC United anyway is Chambers now. Chambers really is having a brilliant half. 40 minutes on the clock, FC United 3-0 up. Hunt plays this ball square to Smith. Davis, Kennelly. Oh, that's fantastic stuff in midfield from FC United. If Wild can get on this ball from the right-hand side. Cross comes into Chambers. Oh, you better get in the net. That is a fantastic goal from FC United. Chambers there making it 4-0 on 41 minutes. Paul, can I say that was liquid football? Can I say that?
Well,
it's Partridge, but I don't know how else to describe that.
Well, it was the quality of the passing there was superb. The ball out to Chloe Wild was superb, and Chloe Wild's cross was absolutely spot on for Chambers, who'd broken free of the line and basically was unmarked on the 6-yard area, and it was too good to be true, wasn't it? Really,
it really was. I know Dodd got an early contender for goal of the season, but
as a team goal, that was
that's goal of the season. There's no one's topping that one, and that's a great goal kick, isn't it? Finds Chambers. Beats the player, Tang, and now Chambers motoring forward down the left. Plays the ball square to Wild. Wild. Yeah. Goal. Took an eternity there. The goalkeeper, 20 minutes played of this second half. She stayed on the line, and I think that made it more awkward for Wild than it needed to be.
She got hands to it, but couldn't keep it out. But Chambers turned it provided there. But we've got to mention the Ainsworth clearance there that picked out Chambers on halfway, and once she wriggled away from the marker. Then it was a foot race then, and she found Wild, and Chloe Wild's got her first goal on a return.
65 minutes on the clock. It's now 5-0. The Annick staff will be pleased with the way they've upped the tempo in the last 10 minutes or so, Paul. They could.
I think they've improved in the second half.
They could have been really deflated, couldn't they, after the first half?
It could have been a real landslide this game, but they've turned it around a little bit in terms of possession and tackling.
In it comes, corner from the left. On the back post there. Oh, did that go over the line? You know what? I think it did go over the line.
I think it's been given.
Yep, it's a goal on the back post there. And
I'm not sure who it was.
There goes the clean sheet with 11 minutes left to play. Well, here comes Smith now. Smith to O'Gara. O'Gara, nice ball infield there to find Davis. Davis can find Chambers, who's onside. Chambers now, surely he's going to get a fifth. Surely. Surely. Yes. And good composure, because it was a game of cat and mouse there between Chambers and the goalkeeper, Stark. And in the end, Chambers scored. Davis, who turns. Davis now moving towards the halfway line. She's tackled, though, by Captain Latto, and then plays the ball out to the left-hand side to Robinson. Robinson, first-time ball into the box. Good save by Ainsworth, but it's going to break. And Annick have got their second goal with 6 minutes left to play. Ainsworth there goes, what else can I do? It was a great save, really, but the follow-up there. And Annick, it's 6-2 Paul to FC.
That was Lucy McConnell, definitely.
McConnell with the second goal there for the visitors.